Forecast for today, cloudy skies, occasional rain, high around the mid-70s. Racine County Board last night voting to sell the Ridgewood Care Center, again, to this time Illinois-based Altitude Health Services for $10 million. It had initially offered to sell it to Villa Healthcare for the same price tag. Those talks, however, fell through. Supervisor Bob Miller, based on last night's discussion, continuing to oppose the sale.
My strong belief is that the current elected officials in this room and those who will follow us are the best people to continue to ensure excellence and accountability at Ridgewood. Mr. Chairman, I cannot vote to change that, so I will oppose the sale.
Supervisor Janet Bernberg said Racine County doesn't need to own Ridgewood for its services to be available to county residents.
You must remember that continued ownership also carries with it financial risks of unlimited liability and litigation. The new owners have made a commitment to the ownership for at least 5 years. They will also have to abide by the rigorous nursing home regulations that Wisconsin has. In addition, they are committed to making substantial improvements. So I hope that you will join me in making an affirmative vote.
Failed talks with Villa Healthcare led to discussions with Altitude and last night's 15-4 vote in favor of the sale and continued negotiations toward a final agreement. Plans by Racine Unified to update and expand the science classroom setting at Horlick High School, which hit a bump in the road with bids more than $1 million over the initial projections. Those plans are going to continue on a fast track to get some of that work done this summer. At a special board meeting, Chief Operations Officer David Hasten said that a closer look at all the numbers and some of the other project moves could make this happen for just over $4.8 million. He noted some of the other projects around the district may have their timelines affected.
Park and Case also need some upgrades. They weren't as desperate as Horlick. That's why we chose Horlick first. So those are on the horizon. We still have the Horlick Fieldhouse. The My Choice, My School enhancements, what that is the middle school plan. Some of the things, if Gilmore is to be a successful fine arts school, we need to do some things there. Plus, if it's going to be a K, we need to do some things there. Then we still have the park electrical, Gifford roof, and old demo.
The board also approving the needed furniture purchase for the Horlick project. Attention to other projects includes, as a top priority, making Gilmore ready for K-5 classes through remodeling. Residents of Racine County getting an increasing number of scam phone calls, even the sheriff and a county board supervisor. A news release from the sheriff's office indicates one victim received a call from somebody claiming to be from the IRS and that there was a warrant out for tax fraud. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling said he recently got a similar call, but the scammer hung up when he identified himself. The sheriff's department's put out a number of reminders that the IRS does not make these kinds of phone calls to taxpayers without prior contact and does not require immediate payment or request payment by a specific method or through a third party. The agency says it's received reports about this aggressive, sophisticated phone scam from all over the country. A Milwaukee man with a dozen aliases and as many convictions for retail theft facing a pair of shoplifting charges in Racine County. 40-year-old Richard Dangerfield accused of stealing $213 worth of items from the Family Dollar store on Durand Avenue on March the 25th and then $304 worth of merchandise from the Racine CVS store the very next day. He's going to be back in court in late June. And a man from Racine, $50,000 richer, minus a few bucks out for taxes. He turned in the winning Powerball ticket from this past weekend. Peter Toller of Racine buying the ticket at 4 Mile Food and Liquor. It matched four of the numbers plus the Powerball. Some of the words that describe Racine County from a recent mission statement survey include community, family, innovative, friendly, development, opportunity, growth. Words that County Executive Jonathan Delagrave used during his State of the County address last night, words that he said the community embodies, embraces, and inspires. Delagrave noting the recent emergency management training he and dozens of others participated in said there's a silent deadly tornado in our midst called Adverse Childhood Experience, or ACEs. Said this increases the odds that a child will experience and possibly perpetuate future trauma.
We are, Racine County, is uniquely positioned to play a vital role in coordinating and educating the existing programs or children and adults in our community. HSD will partner with the Central Racine County Health Department and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in efforts to interrupt and disrupt this troubling cycle. Together, using an intentional and thoughtful process, we will create a community-wide trauma-informed network of support for our children and families.
Delagrave noting the county's financial position is strong and will stay that way through conservative budgeting and healthier reserves, but he said we can do better.
As we learned in our FEMA training, we need a plan for future sustainability. Currently, like many counties, our obligations to retirement health exceed 20% of our budget and are projected to increase at least almost $300,000 a year. We will need to take proactive steps to manage our other post-employment benefit or OPEB liabilities and to make these larger costs more affordable for future generations.
At the end of the speech, Delagrave introducing the county's new mission statement. Racine County cultivates innovative, sustainable, and valued opportunities for community and economic growth. A decision earlier this month by the Twin Lakes Protection and Rehabilitation District Board of Commissioners to spend up to $4,500 to have the U.S. Department of Agriculture round up adult and juvenile geese and have them euthanized led to a meeting of concerned citizens and animal lovers at the Salem Community Library. The director and founder of Peach Wildlife Rehabilitation in Paddock Lake, Rihanna Fatek, is now leading a campaign to stop what she indicates would be an unnecessary slaughter of the geese, and which she tells the Kenosha News is both inhumane and unethical. She plans to submit a petition to Twin Lakes officials and talk to that community about the alternatives. For those of you who like to plan ahead, the State Department of Transportation's announced a reconstruction project that'll begin next month in Union Grove for Highway 45 from 7th Avenue to Highway 20, and it will be done in two phases.
The 3.5-mile project includes a new surface and a roundabout replacing signals at Highway C. Stage 1 will go north from 7th Avenue near Union Grove High School to just north of Church Road and be completed this fall. A full closure of the roadway is scheduled to begin June 5th. Stage 2 is scheduled to begin next spring with a full closure of Highway 45 from just north of Church Road to Highway 20 until the fall of 2018. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha County's first beer garden set to open up Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock in a renovated picnic shelter at the south end of Petrifying Springs Park. Last evening, the Summers Village Board unanimously approved a probationary entertainment license. The beer garden is to be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., the entertainment limited, though, only to Saturdays. The board had previously granted beer and wine licenses on the condition that the operators of the beer garden had a signed contract with the county. And UW Parkside and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee will be signing a partnership agreement Friday morning to offer guaranteed admission for students from the clubs to attend Parkside. Students who successfully complete conditions of what's being called the University of Excellence program will be guaranteed the admission. Parkside will provide a pair of $1,000 first-year scholarships for graduates of this new initiative. The Racine County town of Yorkville has a sex offender residency ordinance that convicted Kenosha County offender Andre Landreau is challenging in federal court, along with his sister. She lives in Yorkville. She wants him to come live with her. Landreau convicted, sent to prison for the 2002 sexual assault of a 10-year-old girl. The Journal Times has him living at a Kenosha County facility up until the end of this month. The lawsuit claims the sister's property exceeds the distance from all the restricted locations in the town ordinance, but it also claims that the ordinance violates the Constitution's 14th Amendment and improperly applies retroactive to offenders. A hearing is scheduled Friday afternoon in Milwaukee Federal Court on a requested injunction by Landreau and his sister. Bar owners in Racine will be getting a little more detailed about why they're being called in before the Public Safety and Licensing Committee instead of just a notification to show up at City Hall on a certain date. This stemming from the case of Dawn Burby, a bar called Curmudgeons on Rapids Drive, and claiming no knowledge about alleged multiple incidents that involve police other than a reported fight outside last month and a couple of others dating back to January, even October last year. Alderman Sandy Widener saying it's only fair to notify the owners.
They need the information coming from the clerk's office along with the business so that they can reach out to that business owner and have a conference prior to this meeting so we can get our heads together and talk about what the issues are and how they can best be dealt with before they come to the committee.
Deputy City Clerk Tara McManaman suggested sending out a list of the relevant incidents based on police reports, though not the actual reports, to the owner and to the alderman of the district.
We can always create packets like we do for new applications. I know everyone's received them. We could do something like that and copy the alderman on it. If that's something the committee would like, maybe that would be a solution to best include everyone. But I just ask that we be specific so that we know exactly what you would like.
Fourth District Alderman Tracy Lahren noted that a lot of the bar owners called in by their committee don't know why. Nexus Solutions specializes in 21st century learning facilities. They've done work for, among others, Kenosha Unified in the past. They were hired by the Union Grove School District Board to help look at future facilities needs, something that might get some attention with the goal of potential referendum questions in the immediate future. MyRacineCounty.com says District Administrator Al Mahlerskopf and other school officials dealt with an update on a facilities needs study at the school board meeting this week based on the presentation of a series of options from Nexus. Those options will be getting some more consideration at what is called a board retreat that will be coming up on June the 21st. The Trump administration's budget priorities, they do not include the Great Lakes, according to the budget proposal released by the White House and the Office of Management and Budget. It zeroes out the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's been instrumental in revitalizing the Great Lakes region, and we must maintain this momentum with continued full federal funding, according to David Ulrich. He's the executive director of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, who will be retiring soon and replaced this summer by Racine Mayor John Dickert. And Michigan-based retailer Meijer going to launch store-to-door delivery service for all 9 Wisconsin locations, including Kenosha, beginning June the 8th. It'll be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a yearly fee. The service, to be offered through Meijer's delivery partner Shipt, going to take online orders from customers through the company's website or by smartphone app. Customers will have to purchase a $99 annual membership through Shipt. The orders can be placed as far as 24 hours in advance, fulfilled in as little as an hour. Except for certain holidays, customers will be able to receive those deliveries around the clock. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.